Stakes are huge and the passions are high and the hearings are sure to be contentious. Let's take a look at some of the issues that will likely dominate the proceedings. CNN's Josh Leves joins us now with a preview. Josh?
Hey there, Kira. Look, we know Elena Kagan has got a lot of support on Capitol Hill. We also know she's got her detractors, particularly among some Republicans. And the way that these hearings work for Supreme Court posts, these hearings are largely dictated by the critics out there who have some issues they want to raise. We got a taste of what may be to come this morning from one of those lawmakers.
She has the least experience of any nominee in 50 years. She was a Clinton operative for quite a number of years, the point person on efforts to restrict gun rights, a point person on blocking partial birth abortion. At Harvard, she barred the military from the recruiting offices, demeaned them in violation of law, and her legal brief was rejected 8-0 by the Supreme Court. There are a number of things here that cause us to believe, and any American to be concerned, that she would be an activist judge.
All right, let me just touch on a few issues now, and then I'm going to show you where you can get some more information. One of these things we're going to be hearing a lot about is military recruiting. Now, during her time at Harvard, she did launch some efforts against military recruiting on campus over concerns involving Don't Ask, Don't Tell. She also supported some other schools in their efforts to combat a federal law that basically was pushing them to allow military recruiting or risk losing federal funding. So that's one thing we're likely to hear some things about. Abortion's an interesting one. There's not a lot about this in her professional background, but there's something that she wrote way back when she was an undergrad at Princeton that we might be hearing about, and I have a quote here. She wrote a class essay deriding conservatives at the time as, quote, these avengers of innocent life. But you know what? Later in the Clinton White House, she took what a lot of her supporters say is a very pragmatic approach on the issue of late-term abortions, and they point to some documents that were recently released. So we'll take a look at what happens with that. And one more to mention right here, campaign finance reform, because this is an instance in which she argued before the Supreme Court. Now, she ultimately lost this battle, but she launched these efforts arguing this before the Supreme Court, defending the government restrictions on corporate financing of campaigns. So this is a really good example of her involvement with the Supreme Court when she was there arguing. This is just a handful of what you'll find at CNN.com/politics right now. If you want to learn more about some of these issues, and we'll be following this every step of the way throughout the hearings, Kira.
All right, Josh, thanks. One person is dead and at least four more people injured after a suspected tornado touchdown in a Michigan campground. It happened last night in Clyde Township, some 60 miles north of Detroit. Police say the twister tore through the Fort Trod campground around 7 p.m. local time. Plenty of trailers got tossed, some ripped apart. St. Clair County officials can't confirm if it was a tornado. Eyewitnesses disagree.
My dad came up and he said you could actually see the tornado coming down and going up, coming down and going up. And he actually seen the spinning.
Went out towards the west window and looked out that way, and all I saw was a funnel cloud coming right down, almost right over top of our hill over there.
Well, the National Weather Service will be checking to determine whether it was indeed a tornado or just straight-line winds.